You're listening to SBS News.
Australia's national death toll from coronavirus is nearing 400, with a further 17 deaths recorded today. 16 new deaths have been reported in Victoria, with one further fatality in New South Wales. The country's hardest hit state is finally starting to see a consistent slowing of infections, with just 279 today, down from 303 yesterday. However, Premier Daniel Andrews is continuing to warn against complacency.
You've got structures, you've got rules that kind of work at a macro level, but ultimately those rules are only as good as the many millions of individual choices and decisions that individuals and families make every single day. So not breaking those rules, not going out, not being out after curfew, not ignoring symptoms and waiting 2 or 3 days and then maybe getting a test or maybe not, all of those really personal choices, that's what makes the rules work. That's what makes the strategy work.
Victoria's coronavirus reproduction rate now sits at 0.86, since last reported at 0.97. This means every 10 people who contract coronavirus will infect fewer than 9 others on average. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt told Sky News the signs are encouraging.
We are seeing early signs of a second flattening of the curve in Victoria. 8 states and territories did it once. Victoria is now on a path to progressive recovery. There's a long way to go. There'll be good days, there'll be bad days. There'll be days when the numbers are up and days when the numbers are down. But the signs now are that the trend is of progressive reduction.
About 63% of Victoria's total 293 deaths are from the aged care sector. Mr. Andrews says of the active cases in the state, over 2,000 have been linked to the private aged care system and 5 to the public sector. Yesterday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison shifted blame to high rates of transmission for the deaths. But Labor frontbencher Bill Shorten has pointed a finger at the privatisation of the sector. He told the ABC placing profit before the welfare of residents is deeply problematic.
How can you serve two masters? How do you serve the master of profit, making a profit, and care? And this is the problem. Looking after elderly people with diagnosis of dementia is not cheap. So if we want to make a profit, and you want to look after people, then you create fault lines in the system.
South Australia has detected one new case of coronavirus. It comes as the state announces a pilot program to boost one of Australia's key industries, the university sector, to begin next month. About 300 international students from Southeast Asia are expected to land in Adelaide. Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says precautions will be taken to ensure COVID-19 does not spread.
We have, though, successfully demonstrated, particularly states like South Australia, that they can return Australians from all corners of the world, safely quarantine them, and provide no exposure to the South Australian community in that process. And so the same cautious, careful approach is being brought to bear when it comes to international students. And we have to work through these steps very carefully, but that's why a careful pilot program is the right approach to take.
South Australian producers will also begin to export meat, seafood and other produce to the Middle East and Europe. As industries tentatively open and restrictions ease, health authorities are warning Australians life will not be the same for a while. Victoria's Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton says future generations of transmission are guaranteed as the warmer months approach.
Spain had kids not able to leave home for 6 weeks. They had people exercising only within 150 metres of their home. They still had months of ongoing transmission, so it doesn't turn off overnight. We're watching this with new lessons every single week, every single month, and I think there are some things that are clearly now embedded in our psyche. The fact that we've got masks, you know, people carry on wearing their masks as they're sitting in their car driving home. These are the things that we're going to start to embed behaviourally in our lives. I think the fact that we kind of have a radar around us for that 1.5 metres. That will continue.
And you can keep up to date with coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Julia Karkatzel, SBS News.